Blog Talk Radio.
Every time I hear the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord. We had a little delay trying to get the system just to click over real quick. So those that have stepped on real quick for a minute and missed it, you came right back. We bless the Lord. We're just one. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for my sister Laura back on. Bless the Lord. We praise God again tonight for a blessed day that the Lord has given us. We thank God for this truly is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for his awesomeness. Every day that we wake up and breathe and move and have our beings and moving our limbs, we give God glory. So every time, glory to God, as the little song just said, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. And we should have his presence in us at all times, because in him we live, move, and have our being. And he said if we abide in him and his word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. We thank God for his presence every day, and thank God for that renewed mercy and for his grace. He's an awesome God, phenomenal God. There is none like him, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name shall be praised. Bless the Lord. We thank you for those that are coming on again. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. God, for this blessed month that we've been having, last month and this month, glorifying the Lord on every Sunday as God's been blessing the ministers of the gospel, bringing forth that powerful word, glory to God, a bread of life. We thank God for it. Amen. Bless God. The scripture reading for today that came from out of Colossians 1:27, the secret is simply this, that Christ in you, yes, Christ in you, bringing with him the hope of all glorious things to come. Praise the Lord. The hope of glory is the fulfillment of God's promise to restore us and all his creation. Praise be the Lord. Amen. Bless God. We thank God. Glory to God for his word in the scriptures. I'm going to read again, puts this way. The secret is, okay, we already read that. I'm trying to find out whether I could read it again in another translation. But praise the Lord, we thank God for the hope of glory that lies inside of us through Christ Jesus. We bless the Lord, amen, for another opportunity to come in his presence, to give him glory and honor. Bless the Lord. We thank God tonight that we will have one of our own, glory to God, Mother Magdalene Evangelist, out of High Point, that God will bless, and she will speak tonight. But at this time, since we're having our scripture reading, we're going to pray, and we're not going to waste any time. We have several of them already on, so we're going to get ready for the woman of God to bring forth what God is placing her spirit for us tonight, that she have plenty of time to deliver what God has in her spirit. Father, we do honor you tonight and give glory and praise to you. You're an awesome God, a phenomenal God, none like thee. Glory to God, when we come in your presence, I pray that our spirit will be in a place of thanksgiving, an attitude of gratitude, glorifying and magnifying your name, because you have proven yourself so many times, not only just number one, glory, that redeeming us back to the Father and sacrificing your life, glory to God, and making it possible for us to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. So we bless you for that. We thank you for every day that you are our advocate, that we can call upon your name. We can come, glory to God, asking for help and glory to God and asking for forgiveness and asking you, glory to God, to help us to be able to walk this journey. So God, we come in your presence today, even for those that are hurting and going through it, whether they're on the phone or whether they're just people that we know and don't know that out in the cosmos, wherever they may be, God. We know that you are a Savior and you're a healer and a deliverer, and we're praying that hearts will be open for those that are walking in darkness, don't know you, and the partner of their sins, that they'll accept your word when the word comes to them. For whether it comes through the airways, whether it comes through a track, whether it comes, glory to God, from in a church building or in a session or overheard it in the bank, glory to God, line or grocery line, God, I pray the heart will be pricked. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh to receive that God has for them. God, I pray even for those that are needing a healing and deliverance that you would touch and minister and move. For those that are grieving, going through, we bless you. And now we just thank you so much about what you've already done and doing. Thank you this night that we can come in your presence and go over God, be able to receive, have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Bless this your vessel, glory to God, Evangelist Magdalene McCormick, that you will bless her. God, we bind up anything that will try to attack her throat or intercept, glory to God, on anything that God has for her to say tonight. We thank you for all the system being in operation and the phone lines. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, but not only just be here and take in the knowledge of what you're saying, but we'll take it in, hide that word in our heart, and also be in a place that we will do what your word has called us to do. So we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. So as we prepare for her, God, we bless you for her, and we pray you continue to bless and keep us, God, that we may continue to be the witness and be the light in these dark places, in Jesus' name. And stay committed to you. So we bind up Satan, all his little cohorts, any interruptions, anything he may bring, any plot, plan, scheme. We bind him up, take authority, and send it back to the dry places from whence it came in, calling the peace, the joy of the Lord, and the wisdom of God, and the anointing, and the courage to carry out, glory to God, this assignment. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to bless the Lord for none other than our evangelist, glory to God, as she prepared to come. They reside right there with her family up in High Point. We thank God for her pastor. We pray God's blessing for her, even from the beginning of most of the prayer wars, from the beginning when we even started even 7 years ago. And we thank God for the anointing, how she's grown, and the anointing is in her, and the power of the Lord, the passion she has for God's people, for love she has for God, and how God's blessing her even in the word, and how he's blessing her in the prayer life, and how God's blessing even in the things that God's been blessing her to speak and pray, coming to pass, and some things all quickly. But not with any further ado, glory to God, we bless you and thank God for it as we introduce and present to others Mother Magdalene, Evangelist McCormick. The line is open for you now, my dear.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Excuse me. Praise the Lord. I think I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then I give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and Pastor Hubbard and each and every one of the ministry that's on the line on tonight, and maybe somebody else is on the line, but I give honor to each and every one of you and my Savior. I'm going to go ahead on and pray, and then I'm going to write a song I want to play. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come before you tonight, Lord God. Lord, I come just want to give glory and honor to you, Father, because you are the God that sits high, the God that sees, the God that knows all things. Father, I ask you right now, God, to move flesh out the way, God, that I be able to say what you have me to say on tonight, Lord God, that you will use me according to your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just want to thank you, Lord God, and I pray, Lord God, that ears will be open, that they will be able to hear what thus said the Lord on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to bless as this word go forth, because we know it's already anointed. So we already thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to play a song. Just a minute.
Can you hear it?
I can.
You can?
Praise the Lord. Help is on the way, church. Oh, wait a minute. I don't miss that song. Y'all still there? Can you hear me? Somebody.
Everything is fine, my sister. Go ahead. Praise God.
Okay. Just want to make sure I'm not be talking, nobody hear me. All right. Praise God. Thank God for that song. Help is on the way. Thank you, Jesus. Already praying, so we're going to get right into the Word of God. And my theme for tonight is my topic for tonight is stay in the race. And my subtopic is going to be come to me. He's calling on us. He wants us to stay in the race, but he wants us to come to him in the name of Jesus. And I'm coming from Matthew, the 11th chapter, starting at the 27th to the 30th verse. It reads, all things are delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. So what it was saying, God is saying, God intends for us is not to weigh us down, but give us the rest. And you don't have to accomplish it alone. You are yoked to Jesus. Meaning that Jesus will be right there. He'll be right there with you. Meaning giving Jesus control and letting him direct our effort. Now, effort means to get something done. You try very hard to do it. But see, when you try very hard to do it, you're doing it on your own. You're trying to do it yourself. But let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we faint not, if we not give up, if you don't give up. So do not grow weary in doing good, for you have need of enduring, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. As you know, doing the will of God and doing what God has told you to do, and it may be some things that you got before him that you want him to do for you, and you're going to receive that promise. You're going to receive that. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And then Numbers 19 and 2, Deuteronomy 21 and 3. So a yoke was a harrow used by an ox, and other animal. This is in the natural back in the day when they used to do this. I don't know if any of y'all will remember this. People used to have mules or whatever, and they used to have these things around the mule neck, and it was just like a yoke. The animal to ease and to work haul. They haul a load, you know, a load of stuff. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Even though that yoke was there, but it still was kind of hard for them to hold on, you know, to it, to have that yoke on their neck. But it was still light in some way. There is still a yoke, a burden to carry, although it is light or even a lighter, sometimes even lighter. And I keep losing where I'm at. He also wants us to be comforted by him. Then he wish us to be giving comfort to others. As we be comforted by him, as we can understand him and get the word in our heart and to know what God wants us to do, then we can be able to comfort someone else. But instead, we understand and know what to do ourselves, then we can't don't know how to really comfort someone else. It says, the Lord promised to bless our action as we draw near to Him, to seek Him, ask and knock, and He will bless. He is saying the invitation, he got an invitation, says inviting us to come. He said, come to me. And that means a choice. It's a choice. He's calling on you tonight. He's calling on you to come to Him. I mean, I don't know if any of you have already made Him your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ or not, but He's calling on you tonight to come to Him. He's giving you a choice. Now, you can do whatever you want to do with the choice, but He's giving you a choice to come to Him. He said the choice is made to leave sin. See, now, as you make that choice, now you can't be just coming to me and still out there doing everything that you big enough to do. He wants you to come to Him. He wants you to leave that sin behind. He says, sin, walk away. He wants you to walk away from that error and come to Jesus Christ. That is what He wants you to do on tonight. So all He wants you to do is just come. You know, you don't have to worry about trying to dust yourself off or try to do any other thing that you need to do. All you need to do is just come. That's all He wants you to do is come. And also, it says, God has sent it out a long time ago. He sent that word come a long time ago. He sent that word, the invitation out a long time ago. And he is still saying come. He's still telling people come. He's been telling people come for a long time. There's so many times that He said come, and there may be somebody here told to come, but they still hadn't took heed to the word of God, and He's still saying come. You know some people do not want to change. They want to have Jesus, but they don't want to change. They want to keep doing the same thing that they always done. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hi, la boshike. Hala, thank you. Hi, ya la boshike, la boshande. Hama, mama, stike, la boshande, la boshi. Hala, thank you, Lord. And then He says, the yoke is a device used to help people, animals, bring their burden more easy. So to put the structure in more modern term, The Savior is saying that he can help you. That's what He's saying. If you come, He'll help you. You don't have to be worried about all these little things that you're going through. He'll help you. Remember, stay in the race. Keep running. Keep serving and praising. And God, keep loving your enemies. And there that despise to use you. There's some people out there that despise to use you. Once you make up your mind, and try to come to Jesus, you ain't got to worry about people walking away, because there's gonna be some that's gonna stay with you, and there's gonna be some that's gonna turn away from you. Hold on just a minute. Let me go to my other page. 2, 3. Jesus is saying, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, meaning a call from Jesus to those that battle through life without hope. He is calling on those who are trying to do it on their own. He's calling on you because You're trying to fix things. You're trying to make things work out yourself. You're trying to do your job, and on your job, you're not getting enough money. You're not getting enough. Your kids is not doing right, and maybe there's things in your life ain't right like it should be, and you're trying to fix it, and still are going to him to ask him to help me with my problem, because God, I can't do it myself. I need you to turn some things around for me, and he said, come to me. Come to me. He says, who are trying to do it on their own of failing. You're failing. You're failing because you're trying to do it your own. Man has nothing to look up to if he has not hope in Christ Jesus. You don't have nothing to look up to. If you're out there trying to do things yourself, if you ain't trying to let God work it out for you, you're hopeless. Because you're trying to work it out yourself. Bear with me. But the spirit man works in obedience to see the power of God. Israel who were burdened with weighted down. Jesus' invitation came to come. Jesus' invitation, come to me, all who are weary. You know, you get weary sometimes, as well as your heavy, you get, your load is heavy. You get weary. You just feel like I don't know what to do sometimes. I don't know which way to turn. I don't know how to fix this situation. No, you don't, because you can't. You didn't give it to him. You're not giving it to him. Cast those cares on him because he cares for you. God is saying, come to me. God is saying, just come to me, because you can't carry this heavy load alone. You got a heavy load tonight. Somebody's got a heavy load. They're trying to carry it. You can't carry it. You got to give it to him. You got to give it to him. I want to help you get free. Jesus said, I want to help you get free. If you just come to me, I'll help you get free. I'm going to speak the word in your life if you just come to me. I'm going to give you the word to put in your life. I am the word. I am the bread of life. I am that bread. And then he says, he that has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says. If you have ears to hear what the Spirit says. Romans 10:14, Romans 10:17. Matthew 11:15, Matthew 11:28-30, Psalms 27, Psalms 91, Jeremiah 6:16. This means we should trust in God, meaning we can't focus on our own. We can't do it on our own. We got to focus on Jesus. Because by trusting in God, we can measure up in all he intent for us to do. The yoke Jesus is talking about is obedience. He wants us to be obedient so God can flow through us and bless others. The natural man lives by the goal, but the spiritual man lives by blessing. The natural man works to achieve his goal. Jesus is saying that he can reveal his Father to anyone, and he immediately offered rest to anyone who is weighted down. Anyone that is weighted down. He don't have no respect for a person. No respect for a person. Jesus has made ordinary claim, and now he is ordinary offer to all who hear him. Jesus is saying Matthew 11:25-27. Now he make an imitation. He's still making that imitation. If you are struggling, and I know some of us, I know sometimes I'm struggling. And I know this is, as we have already went went through all this, different things have happened in the world today, and people are struggling. If you are struggling and tired, and some people are so tired, they just don't know which way to turn, time, I can give you relief. He can give you that relief. If you struggling and if you're tired, he can give you that relief, Not the relief to go to the store and get it off the shelf. No, we ain't talking about that. He ain't talking about go pop no pills. He's talking about the release. He'll give it to you. Jesus is not talking about physical rest necessary. He is talking about the strive as rest for your soul. Apostle Paul counseled to the Hebrew has great application for us today. He urged them, let us run with patience. And this is, I'm going on to the running, the other thing I had. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finish of our faith. Hebrews 12:1-2. And do your own work, not trying to act like someone else. So that's what he's saying. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finish of our faith. Okay. You started out in a race, running a fast pace. You know, when you first start out, this is touching me first. It's maybe not touching no one else. When you first start out, you start out running so fast and pace, no one could slow you down. You were just so excited when you got saved, so excited. Just telling everybody about you saved, just telling everybody, just letting people know I've been born again. I'm saved and this and that. But no one could turn you around. Nobody couldn't turn you around. But then you look around at the fruit that you were walking with. Where are you now? Where are you? So do you know that in a race, all the runner run, but only one receive the prize? But that's in the natural. So run that you may attain it. So keep running. Keep walking. Keep praying. This in the spirit. In the spirit, I want you to keep walking, keep praying. The Lord will renew your strength. Let us run with endure the race that is set before us. Fix our eyes on Jesus. And that's what we got to fix our eyes on. We got to fix our eyes on Jesus. We can't be looking to the left or to the right, but we got to fix our eyes on Jesus. And stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Run your own race. Stay in your lane. As you're trying to go forward, and it's okay. It's okay to help somebody else. But make sure when we're helping somebody else, make sure we're knowing what we are talking about. Make sure that we are knowing exactly what we are saying to this other person to help them. Everyone who complete in the game goes into a stride training. That's in the nature. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. So that's in the spiritual realm. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought a good fight. That's what Tim said. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And 2 Timothy 4:8 says, finally there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, not to me only, but also to all who love his appearance. So not just going to give it to one. He don't have no respect to person when it comes into the spiritual realm. No respect to person. Now, in the natural, you may be out there running and running and sweating and sweating, and you and nobody, and all of them out there running, and nobody going to get the crown but one person. But when it comes to Jesus Christ, we all can get a crown if we live right and do right and do what Jesus said, believe in him. We all can get a crown. As you begin to run this race, set your mind. And you got to set your mind. You got to have your mind set, because there's going to be some things that's going to trip you up. It says, set your mind on things above. And you need to set it on things above, not on things on this earth. And keep your eyes on the prize. And the prize, which is Jesus. That's where you're going to keep your eyes at. You're going to be looking at all this other stuff that's going around in the world, knowing that there are some things that you will have to put aside as you start to the finish line. And there is going to be some things that you got to put aside, some things that you can't continue to do, some things that you got to put behind you. It will not be easy, but it will be very rewarding if you stay in the race. But you got to stay in the race. You got to stay in it. You can't be getting out of the race and going over there picking flowers and then coming back. You got to stay in the race. Because if you stay in the race, you'll get stronger and stronger as you read the word of God and let that word build you up. I should say some of this stuff because I've been there and I've done it. So I know what I'm talking about. Now, there are going to be some distraction. Oh, yes. There's going to be some distraction. There's going to be somebody that, some things that's going on when you're in this race. People that don't want you to go forward, they're going to distract you. You trying to do right. You trying to live right. And there's going to be somebody telling you this and telling you that. But you keep your mind. But you got to keep your mind now. Your mind got to stay fixed. Keep your mind on the go. You got to keep your mind set on that goal, which is Jesus Christ. No matter what people say, no matter what how they act or what they do, you got to keep your mind on the goal, which is Jesus, and focus. Now, you really got to focus. You got to focus, because there'll be time when you can't focus right. You be thinking you're focused, and you're not. You got to focus on the prize, which is Jesus. There are no time for us to be weary. There ain't no time for you to be weary and faint in your mind. There's no time, especially these days and time, there's no time for you to be trying to do this and that. It's time now to seek God like never before. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to your life. We know sometimes we're not perfect, but we're striving. We're striving each and every day to make it in. It is time to throw off everything that will hinder us from running this race, or the sins that so easily entangle us. And then sometimes things are tangle you up, get you all tangled. Maybe you looked at something in the wrong way. You touched something in the wrong way. Whatever way it be. Sometimes there are unnecessary weights that try to linger on you, and seeing that will try to cleanse on you. Maybe somebody done talked and said some things that they should have said, and it got in your mind. It seems like you can't shake it. It seems like you just can't get it out of your mind. So let us run with patience. So keep that patience and say, I'm going to make it. No matter what they say, no matter what they do, I'm going to make it, because I know where my help comes from. Patient and do it, and study and act persistent, appointed course of the race that is set before us. We have to look away from all that will distract us. We have to look away from things sometimes. Sometimes You got to look away. Sometimes you can be looking at the TV and things come on, and you, the Lord knows you don't want to see it, but you got to look away and look to Jesus. Hebrews 12:2 said, look unto Jesus, the author and the finish of our faith, who for the joy, and there's going to be some joy if we just hold out. But we get, and then we can also get joy while we're holding out. Joy that was set before him, and do it. The cross, despising the shame. It is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Meaning, who is the leader of the source of our faith? Because Jesus endured the cross that was set before him and despised and ignored the shame. He ignored some of that stuff that was going on when he was going to the cross. And we got to learn how to ignore stuff. Ignore the shame, and is now sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. He done finished his course. He kept the faith. Jesus did a lot for us so that we would not grow weary. See, he done did a lot for us that we don't, so we don't have to go through that stuff. He done did everything for us. He already took all the sins of the world. And we don't have to be worried about all this stuff that's going on. We don't have to grow weary or be exalted, losing hope and relaxing or fainting in our mind. We don't have to be that way because he already done it. But the enemy will try to come. And he'll come if you let him. We got to know the tools of the enemy, because the tools of the enemy is that he come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you have life, and that more abundantly. So don't lose hope, heart, when you are being correct. Because Jesus is going to correct you. When you're going through situations, you don't know why you're going through it. He got to correct you. When you was a little child and your mom and daddy, you did things, you got corrected. So why can't he correct you? Being correct by Jesus. You are in a race, but you are to be trained. And we are being trained, and we go through life's journey today. We are being trained. Some people don't want to be in a train. They don't want to be trained. They don't want nobody to tell them how to do nothing. By the best person, the Holy Spirit, he won't let you fall. The Holy Spirit can change. He won't let you fall. If you just lean on him and trust him and fix your eyes. When you fix your eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 11:35-40. Hebrews 6, but without faith, now you got to have faith. It said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. But he who come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You got to believe. You must believe. When you look at the situation, all those that believe, all those that went through stuff with faith, there were so many of them. Noah went through some stuff. Noah went through when God told him to build an ark. Noah went through different things, and a lot of people laughed at Noah because Noah went out there and got all that, all the lumber and all the stuff to build this big ark. They were laughing at him. But that's okay. Noah made it. Abraham went through some stuff with his son. He went through some stuff. I guess some people thought he gonna kill his son Isaac. But no, God had a plan for Abraham and Sarah. Even though they didn't wait on on the first child, they didn't wait. But God still had a plan, and he still blessed them. Think about this. And then we think about the woman with the issue of blood. We thought about her. how she went through so much stuff that she went through. And she kept pressing her way. She didn't give up. She went to the doctor. She went to the doctor. She spent all the money. All the money, all that she had, she spent it. But one day, she said, if I could just only touch the hem of his garment, I know I'd be made whole. Sometimes, as we're going through our trials and our tribulation, it says, when you find yourself in a time of trouble, try not to just look at where you are right now and at what has happened to you at the moment, but rather see yourself and your circumstance through the eyes of faith. The chapter using those example of as a cloud of witness to prove that God does not abandon us when we suffer. In many cases, he used those experiences to train us as if we are at this. So God is doing a work in our life right now. We don't even understand, and we don't know how and why God is, if things are happening like it is, but I'm here to tell you all tonight that God said, hi, y'all, she came to my Sunday. God said, I see what you're going through, hi, y'all. God said, I see what you're going through on tonight. And God said, if you just trust me, I'll open up the windows of heaven, and I'll pour out blessing that you can't have grown up to see. He said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. And all thy ways are not as me, and I will direct your path. All you got to do is trust him. That's all you got to do is trust the Lord. That's it for tonight. Praise God.
Glory be unto the Most High God. What a powerful word tonight, the Lord. Bless you, woman of God. We thank God for you. I'm telling you, stay in the race and come to him. Oh, bless God. We will respond on that tonight. But right now, we're going to open those lines for anyone that desire to have prayer after hearing such a powerful word tonight. Give me the opportunity to open these lines before anyone say anything. And if you have your prayer request, have it on your heart so we can glory to God, respond quickly to each one, and we won't have to have a time of silence. I have a couple of more lines to open up, but I want to encourage you, and I pray, God, while we open the lines, God, that you bless this woman of God. Bless her, glory to God, and we pray, glory to God, that you restore the virtue back in her body too as well. As we bless the Lord for that was delivered tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, for your anointing upon this vessel. In Jesus' name, praise God. Well, the lines are open now for anyone that have a prayer request. And then after the prayer requests are taken care of, then we will take those, any remarks. Praise God. Anyone have a prayer request? The lines are open. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Well, bless the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Minister BJ. I just want to thank the Lord for prayers for my gum, healing that gum that had the root canal. I know it's going to be a time for it to continue to heal. And I'm just in agreement. I want you to be in agreement with me that it's going to heal speedily, even though they say it may take about 8 or 9 months. But still, I thank and praise God for my healing. No infections, no complications took place, and I just give God praise for that. So God bless you. Amen.
Okay, Mother McCormick, you go ahead and pray for that. The Mother will let it request it.
Oh, all right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come this afternoon, God. Lord, we ask you to look down on Minister Willett. Look on her gum, Lord God. Lord, we know that you made her gums. You know all about it. You know it's the condition, Lord God. Lord God, we just count it all done right now in the name of Jesus. We know, God, that with your stripes that she's already healed. So, God, we just touch and agree with her, God. that everything is already worked out just the way she said just a few minutes ago. So we touch and believe in it right now, God, by the power that's listed in you, Lord God. We give it all to you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Does anyone else have a prayer request? Well, I have a prayer request for two people, well, it might be three. Pastor Danny, Apostle Danny, you've known her. Her daughter, Tasha, had, I didn't know about it until a few days ago, had major surgery, and I think is she had to end up, even as a young woman, having to have a total hysterectomy. So right now her body's in a lot of pain. We believe in God for her healing. That's Tasha, Minister Tasha. And also Carmelita, known this family, Janaka's auntie, that's been going through stage 4 cancer for the last few years, and now that she's in transition, and I'm trying to remember what they call her. I'm trying to remember her last name, Motley, too. I'm not sure, but in that transition, a family friend that Carmelita know, which I've met them too as well. And the other prayer request was somebody else had a surgery or something. I suppose they wrote that down. Maybe it'll come back to mind, but I know it was three people that I was supposed to make sure to put them on the prayer list for a prayer. Probably we'll call them back up again tomorrow. But right now, if you would pray for Sister Tasha, Minister Tasha, for surgery that she just had, and her body is really going through, and they said it'll be anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks, but right now her body is in a lot of pain. Her mother was and father have been up there for 2 weeks, so they've gone back to their home in Sumter. She's on another side of Charlotte, well, outside of Charlotte, rather. But anyway, and the other family I was saying for Carmelita's friends, one of those ladies, the niece is a friend of hers from umpteen years from college. So I've probably been 18 years now, whatever. But now, so I don't remember what the name is, so I can just say Motley might be the last name. So, Mother McCormick, if you take those two prayer requests, we certainly appreciate it.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord, again, praying for Tasha, Lord God, that had that surgery, God. We pray, God, that you touch that pain, Lord God, that's in her body, Lord God. And God, move that pain, Lord God, out of her body right now, God, and give her the release, Lord God, that she can feel better in her body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Because you already said, God, that you sent your word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. So, God, we just claim total, complete healing in her body right now in the name of Jesus, that you will give her strength, Lord God, that whenever she go through and every time she go through, Lord God, we pray that you, Lord God, will just continue, Lord, to remove all pain from her, that I don't know if she's in the hospital or not, but whatever she might be, that she don't feel that pain anymore, that it'll be total, complete gone, total, complete healing from her head to the sole of her feet. In Jesus' name, amen. And God, we also pray for Carmelita, the person with the
going through the last stage of
cancer. Lord God, we know that's no problem with you, God, because you already said, God, with your stripes that we already healed. So we claim that healing right now, and we curse every cell of cancer to the very root right now in the name of Jesus, that it is gone. It is completely gone in the name of Jesus from her head to the sole of her feet, wherever it may be. We claim total, complete healing in her body right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I apologize. I'm sorry. The way I was talking, I didn't make a clarity. She's in the last stage for the last several months. I made that clear. But, I mean, except for a few years now. But right now, the doctors and family, they're in a place now. She's in transition for any day now. That was my fault. I didn't make that clear that she's in that stage of transitioning out. Everything is happening now that she's on her way out. So just praying for the family. I apologize for that. And we just asking God just to bless and heal and touch and strengthen and encourage. So I apologize. I didn't make that clear. I just said
yes.
But in the meantime, we thank God because miracles do still happen. But right now, that's peace. Yep. But in the meantime, any more prayer requests? I haven't remembered that last one yet. It hadn't came up before tonight's over. Hopefully, I'll remember the next person that asked for prayer.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Still
yeah, praise God. But in the meantime, we have Prophet first and then Mother Alexander. Mother will let y'all on from that point on with in a response. And we'll take that order, anybody else after that. But just in case the Prophet has something before she has to get off the line, we ask Prophet Bird to go ahead and have her response.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We give glory to God tonight. And I enjoyed that word, my sister, stay in the race. For the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but to those that endure to the end. And we don't know what we're going to have to go through, but one thing we know, that God is always present. He going to bring us through it. He is our strength in the time that we're weak. We just got to stay in the race. And we have to keep that in our minds at all times because the devil will come in and make you think you ain't going to make it. And just like you were saying, sometimes we try to do it in our own strength. And it'll never work. It'll wear us out. It'll wear us out and keep us from doing what God has called us to do. So that was a rich word tonight, and that's something that we got to know as we're in this race, that we're in it to win it, and we just got to be present. And so we thank God for that word tonight, great word, and God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for using Minister McCurnick. Very good tonight. Praise the Lord for it. And your word, she said, and she said, we went, she said, trust in the Lord. That's what a lot of people have to know to do. Learn to trust him. Stand on his word, no matter what. And the next one, she said, that I agree with her 100% too, is that no, press your way through, regardless what's going on. Don't throw up your hand and give up. Press your way through and trust God. God will work it out. Trust God. And that is what I like about when you have come against the word of God. Stand faithfully and trust him. Regardless what the situation look like, trust him. So I thank God for using Madam McCurnick tonight, using her very mightily in bringing his word. Thank the Lord for it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen and praise the Lord. Truly we give glory, honor, and praise to the Most High God on tonight. We thank and praise God for Mother Minister Evangeline McCormick and that great word. Praise God. Stay in the race. Glory be to God. I love it. Stay in the race. It's almost like stay on the ship. Praise God. And you said don't give up. Praise God. You may grow weary because sometimes we do get weary. Praise God. A lot of times that's because we're not getting the rest that we need. Hello, somebody. But you said, he that endureth to the end, the same, he shall be saved. So I thank and praise God for that. Hallelujah. And when you were given the scripture where this, God was saying, come unto me. Hallelujah. Come unto me. Lord, if we could get people to come to you, praise God. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I will. God will do what he says. I will give you rest, praise God. And he said, take my yoke, and hallelujah, learn of me. And he said, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Glory be to God. Stop, and you said it, I'm repeating it because that's what I had written down. Stop trying to work this thing out and do it on your own. By now, you ought to figure out you can't do anything. What the songwriter said, I can't even walk without he holding my hand. Glory be to God. Stop trying to work it out yourself. Let God help you. God, and I pray in the name of Jesus that people will learn to say, you know what, if the Lord said, cast your cares on him, come unto him, praise God. Let God, praise God, take the load. Give it to him and let him handle it. You said, praise God, hallelujah. And I wrote down, we all need Jesus. Ain't no sense in saying, well, that person over there need Jesus. I need Jesus. You need Jesus. We all need the Lord. Praise God. You said, trust in God. I agree. You said, and then obedience. I praise God. Trust and obey. That's what the song, trust in, there is no other way. Glory be to God. Life is like a race. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the only way you're going to make it to the finish line, you got to stay in the race with Christ. You got to let God deal with some of those heavy burdens, Glory be, and stop trying to do it yourself. Turn it over to him and watch him work it out. He's going to work it out for good. Praise God. I love you, Sister McCormick. That was a beautiful message. God bless you and have a wonderful night. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Someone else is going to respond? If not, we're going to get ready to move forward. Anyone else want to respond to the message?
Praise the Lord.
Okay, you got to keep on moving, or the net I'm going to be moving to.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, y'all. I'd like to thank God for my auntie tonight, the evangelist McCormick. I thank God for the words that he put on the inside of her. I thank him. Lord, I thank you for it. God, I thank you for how you she was saying, you know, you just got to stand. No matter what, we got to stand. Just stand on the word of God. And that scripture she said, it's impossible to please God without faith. Our faith, woo, we just got to stand right there. I don't care what anyone else says. We just got to see what God is saying, what God says. He said nothing is too hard for him. God, I thank you tonight for the word of God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for using her mighty. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Auntie.
Yes. Love you. Love you.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Anyone else?
Must give an honor to God tonight for the beautiful message that came through Mother Evangelist McCormick. We appreciate so much that word, and it was just a lot of sermons in that. And as she said, help is on the way, giving you encouragement. He did not leave you here to do this work by yourself. He offers you to come to him, and he tells you what he'll do. He says his yoke is easy and his burden is light, and you will find rest for your soul. For he is the God of all comfort. And God is calling to us, come. Come, he says. Come, I can help you. And the last part of it, she said, it is time. And it is time to turn your life over to Christ Jesus and let him work a work in you that you never thought could happen, would be possible. And then she gave herself as an example. She said, I've been through these things. I know what he can do if you just trust in his word. Thank you. God bless you so much. Live long and prosper in the kingdom way. And thank you again for
thank
this
you.
Wonderful message.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God for what God has blessed and how he's moved and how he's proved himself through you tonight. We thank God. Glory to God for all the reports that we got back, responses about how God has blessed and how the Lord blessed and touched, glory to God, each one, praise God. And we thank God, as you said, the people in the world struggle and tired, and God can give you a release, rest, not that that's on the shelf, not through drugs, alcohol, or whatever, you know, to use an example, too, or pills or however. But if we will give this thing to God, he will cause us a rest, and not only just for the world, but even us, that people that's up in Christ now, they get to a place that we kind of half-heartedly trying to live for the world and trying to live with God and whatever like this. There's going to be a collision, and I like what a man said today on the word said, that's like fornicating. Whatever fornicating, you're trying to live with God and trying to live in the world, too, in the meantime, and he even told us we can't serve no two masters. But I thank God for the word that you were giving us to encourage our hearts tonight, glory to God, and how we are to win this race. We got to stay in the race. We got to be persistent, keep our eyes focused on the Lord, and be determined to keep looking at that, not looking at our situations and so forth. So there were so many things that you already said to us tonight that was such a blessing. I'm not going to try to hold up anything any longer, but I am really proud of you, how God has blessed and stirred your spirit, man, and glory to God. And the thing that you also said was important, to know the tools of the enemy. And that is something that we got to stress even more, glory to God. God, give us the armor. And periodically, I have said too, it's like we got to know our weapons and glory to God. We can't be walking in no fear. We got to be able to walk in faith, for fear cancel faith, and faith cancel fear. So knowing our weaponry so that we'll know how to combat the enemy. But we got to have a mindset like never before, to have a relationship, to be obedient to the things of God, so we can walk in the power and the authority that he's given us, because we just can't hear it, the word, and learn the letter. We got to get the word in our spirit, man, and so forth, and stand on God's word and trust him through it all. Praise God. Something else powerful you said, too, that, you know, the best trainer is the Holy Spirit, but some people don't want to be trained. And that is the truth. That's why you see some people and so forth, they're living a life victorious in this, overcoming that, and glory to God, more than a conquering that, but other things, they won't let God come in and heal, deliver, or either want to change their ways about some things so they can be able to. Then you have other ones that get saved, filled with the Spirit of the Lord, but they don't go any further to get delivered because they still want to tamper in things that they desire to do and still trying to hold on to their personality and things, glory to God, that please them and won't let go. And some is because of fear, some because of faith, lack of faith, other ones because, you know, they still just want to do me. And we cannot live that life. God is so merciful and graceful. But in the meantime, after a while, glory, just like with your child, you said chastisement comes, and he said, and glory to God, that he chastised those that he loves. But if you don't really want to take the chastisement, you don't want to humble yourself, you're leaving space for the enemy, and then you're going to start regressing instead of progressing. You're going to end up going backwards. And sometimes people sitting up backsliding don't even realize how much they have backsliding because of the fact that they don't want to yield and submit and be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. So that's a powerful word about staying in the race. That's persistent and pursuing every day. And so I thank God for you coming to him, because he wants us to give him our burdens and our cares and our concerns. So you covered so much in that word tonight. And thanking God for you and all the ministers up thus far. And glory to God, looking forward to Pastor Sims. Glory to God, even on this next Sunday. At this time, now we're going to give the space for Mother McCormick, the Evangelist Magdalene, to go ahead and have her words, words of remarks at this time. You're not still there, Mother McCormick? Yes.
Yes, I'm still here. I missed something that I want to read. If it's okay to read it.
Go ahead.
Okay. So Paul know that we would be perfect in this world. He knew that we would be perfect in this world. Not that we have already attained this run already perfect, but he said, I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Paul said, one thing we all must do and do right. Forgetting the past, forgetting what is behind, we can look at the past, learn from past. We cannot live in the past. We have to give our past to Jesus. We can't live off of yesterday. We have to take it one day at a time and focus on what God is doing right now. So I left that out, and I just want to read that. And I just thank God for each and every one of y'all giving me that remorse. I mean, talking about how I was speaking. I thank God for that, because as I was going through this week, kept trying to, now this is me, myself, trying to go to something else, and the Spirit of the Lord kept leading me back to the same thing. So I knew it was him when he kept leading me back to stay in the race or come to him, because I could turn my book, and that's what it was, the race. So letting us know that we got to stay in the race. So I thank God for each and every one on tonight.
Praise God. Always wonderful to be obedient to the Spirit. And when he deal with us on something once or twice that we're not sure, go pray about that very thing. And I'm telling you, God got a way of confirming himself over and over. But you did a wonderful job in yielding to the Spirit and letting him have his way. And the best way is always his way in all of our lives when we yield to him. And we know there will be moments sometimes we're not quite sure, but the more we seek him, the more he'll prove himself. I bless the Lord for you at this time. Glory to God. I thank God for the service tonight. It's been wonderful. Praise the Lord. That other thought for the other person didn't come back to mind yet, but we'll have prayer tomorrow night. The Lord say the same life last. Looking forward to none other than Pastor Sims. Glory to God. Looking forward to hearing from the woman of God, Pastor Jacqueline Sims, on our second Sunday. And on third Sunday, I can say it can be confirmed, not unless something change in New Hope, Evangelist Noah will be tag teaming with me on the third Sunday. So that will bring the climax to the services that we were having for these last 2 months, since we didn't have a revival, but we've been having revival every Sunday. God been blessing every one of you, did a marvelous and excellent job, and is just been going higher and deeper in depth with, glory to God, the anointing, and even the prophetic words that have been coming to each time. We bless the Lord. If there is not any more remarks, continue to keep Carmelita, definitely. She's in her third day, or is this the fourth day? Oh, today is 4 days. Fourth day in her what the doctor requested for their liquid diet, and the Lord's been blessing so far. Had a little, whatever, for a couple hours one day, but that's like, you know, when you go on a total fast and stuff, that's understandable. Like even Pastor Bird, too, also we confirmed and, you know, encouraged her that definitely, you know, we know that will happen. But other than that, she's been doing pretty good. I know that had to be a challenge for to just have nothing in your vessel, temple or in your body, period, but broth and popsicle and what you call another thing, a premier protein drink and water. And that has to go on for 2 weeks. And on the 15th is her surgery. So we bless the Lord for that, and keep the prayer requests that were up that we've been having lately up, and also the ones that was requested tonight. Those that will join us tomorrow night, and extend it out to others that may, you know, it's up to a person whether if you give the number out and whether they join on or not, you know, you've just did your part in evangelizing to get the word out, because truly God has been blessing you all so powerful with the word and under the anointing and the prayers. It's just no anointing could come from this. It's not a gift. This, you know, gift is in operation, but this is an anointing for relationship y'all have for to be able to, for God to bless and come together, be on one accord, and sometimes don't even know what the other one's going to speak sometimes, and God bless and move, and the word that comes forth even in the prayers and seeing the healings and deliverance and encouragement, or at least hearing about it, nobody but God. So I pray you continue to stay in the race, stay focused, continue to come to him with whatever our problems or situation, and continue to bear one another burdens and esteeming others. Glory to God, and just praying for yourself and keep yourself prayed up so you won't get depleted about what God want to do in these vessels. And help us to encourage one another, encourage ourselves. I certainly do appreciate y'all so much. This right here, being in the presence of God, having service with y'all, this has been a blessing because we're in this together. And I love that. There's no big eyes, little you, nothing but the Holy Spirit doing this leading. Other than that, when flesh get in here, then, you know, then it's going to go downhill a different direction. But I thank God for he blessing us to allow him to have his way. And we pray past little, petty little things that we can get the work of the kingdom done. And that's what we should be doing as brothers and sisters in our home churches and ministries and in our own natural homes and whatever. So we know challenges out there, but the more we draw nigh to God, He's drawing nigh to us, and we be obedient to Him, the more He keeps proving Himself. So we just got to stay in the race and continue to stand and do all that God is saying. Like my sister Logan said in time past, Brother Block be saying, Mother McWillett said, don't jump ship. So let us continue to love and be blessed and be encouraged. Is there any, wait a minute. My brother might have came on, his line wasn't open. Oh, my God, let me, there was another one added to us. And then Brother Black did come on.
Yes.
You came on after I called you, and I didn't realize it. I'm so sorry. Uh-huh. Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah. I just thank you for waking me up. I thank God for the word. The word was awesome. And then she always go to the lady with the issue of blood. And
yes.
She was on her knees, but she didn't give up. She kept pressing. Amen. And I thank because God wants us to come to Him, Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. You know, come and learn in Him, for He is meek and lowly, gentle. And there we will find rest for our souls. So I thank God for the word. I thank you for waking me up, calling me. I came back from church. I went, got something to eat. I set my alarm clock, and I ain't hear nothing. But I thank God for you calling me. And I said, okay, let me get out of this line. But thank God, Mother McCormick, also.
Thank you.
And I don't care. You could talk. You could sing. You could do anything. But the preacher lady comes out of you.
My God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Is anyone else that I'm missing here? Praise God. I'm going to make sure. Because you came on. I think you came on last. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Bless God. I'm so glad God had me to look back down there and see your name. I thought I had saw it. And I thought I had the line open. I looked up. And I'm like, oh, that's right, his line not open, so he can't say nothing. Because I was surprised. I said, I thought you would have been saying something when I kept saying, anybody else? Anybody else? Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Remember this tomorrow night for prayer and also Sunday for Pastor Sims and then the following week, Evangelist Noel and Pastor Hubbard. All right. Then keep us all in prayer. And y'all be encouraged and have a blessed night. And we enjoyed you. And Salone, angels being, oh, Father, in Jesus' name, come us all under the blood. Dispatch your angels, let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us, bind up every foul and unclean spirit, every trick, plan, scheme, plot, plan, untimely death, sickness, disease, everything. We rebuke, bind, and loosen from this assignment. And loose, Holy Spirit, have thine own way. We call back our peace and our joy. We thank you for those angels being in camp. Thank you for you neither sleep nor slumber. Thank you, Lord God, for the blessings of the Lord that added rich and making no sorrow. Thank you for giving us the courage and the strength to submit to you, God. We pray that we continue to look up to you as the author and the finish of our faith and let your will be done in us and stay in the race. Press and pursue to keep that relationship and open ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. Angels of the Lord be in camp, and we call, glory to our blessings, to continue to follow you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Shalom, shalom. Uh-oh, who's
shalom.
That? Who got left
shalom.
Out? Oh.
Love
praise God. Praise God. Bless the Lord for everybody that came on. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That was a good word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Bless the Lord. Shalom.
Shalom.